I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Aid agencies have been racing to scale up the humanitarian response in remote areas of eastern Sudan, where more than 30,000 people fleeing the fighting in Ethiopia's Tigray region have arrived in under 2 weeks. The United Nations is planning for as many as 200,000 refugees to arrive in the next 6 months and has been mobilizing supplies to move people away from crowded transit points further into the country. Phone and internet links have been cut in Tigray since Ethiopian government troops launched an offensive early this month against regional authorities they accused of staging a surprise attack on federal forces. The mostly Tigrayan refugees fled Ethiopia with few possessions, and many spent days on the run before crossing into Sudan. Almost all those fleeing into Sudan have arrived at border crossing points, bringing firsthand accounts of the fighting. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack on Saturday that killed at least 8 people and left dozens others injured. The attack came 2 days before a major donors conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. Spokesman Tariq Aryan said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got inside the city of Kabul. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy. The embassy later said in a statement there were no casualties among embassy staff members. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said, along with the dead, dozens more have been injured in the blasts. Many have required treatment at local hospitals. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the emergency use of a COVID-19 antibody therapy that President Donald Trump said helped cure him of the disease caused by the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported that the U.S. passed 12 million COVID-19 cases on Saturday. The Regeneron Pharmaceuticals therapy, approved by the FDA, is made up of two antibodies that are to be administered together to treat mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The group eligible to be treated includes those 65 and older with some chronic medical conditions, and also children who are at high risk of developing a severe case. The company expects to have enough of the treatment ready for about 200,000 patients by the first week in January. Leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies, the G20, were meeting virtually on Sunday. They'll pledge to pay for a fair distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, drugs, and tests around the world so that poorer countries are not left out of the effort to eradicate the disease. In a draft of the G20 communique seen by Reuters news agency, the leader said they would spare no effort to ensure their affordable and equitable access for all people, consistent with members' commitments to incentivize innovation. The communique said global immunization is a public good. They pledged to continue to use all available policy tools needed to safeguard lives, jobs, and incomes, and encourage the multilateral development banks to strengthen their efforts to help countries deal with the crisis. California is enacting a nighttime curfew as spiking coronavirus cases threaten to swamp healthcare systems. The new restrictions went into force on Saturday. They say people should stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. except for essential errands. The curfew runs through December 21st. It covers 41 counties that contain most of the state's population. And the head of the Tibetan government in exile visited the White House on Friday. It was the first such meeting in 60 years. Lobsang Sangay, who's president of the Central Tibetan Administration, said he met with the White House's U.S. Special Coordinator for Tibetan Issues, Robert Destro. He also gave an interview to VOA's Tibetan service, where he said he also met with representatives from the offices of the president and the vice president, along with key personnel working on Asia and China-related issues. Sangay told VOA the Tibetan people have hoped for the past 60 years they could engage with the U.S. government at such a high level. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening